Welcome to the podcast version of Police Science Doctor, the online resource bridging the gap between research and investigative practice, for police personnel who go the extra mile, for academics who want to connect better with investigative practitioners, on YouTube and on policesciencedoctor.com.
Hello everyone, this is Suzanne Knabe-Nicol from Police Science Doctor with your weekly dose of police science snippets. These are golden nuggets of information that have mostly been recently been published in the fields of police science, evidence-based policing, investigative psychology, forensic psychology, other scientific disciplines that deal with everything in kadoodle with law enforcement, military intelligence analysis, and that kind of stuff. The mission of Police Science Doctor is to bring that research that is published in academic spheres and consumed by academics and students to the actual frontline practitioner that should be using it and that should be having that information. So I'm trying to be this conduit of information. Part of that, one of the tools I use is these police science snippets. So every week I select three of them. I troll through a lot of articles that have been published scientifically, and I go through them and try and find something that I think is hopefully applicable and practical in some way that you can then put to use straight away. I talk about these in these broadcasts, and I also email them straight into the inbox of those who are on the Police Science Doctor email list, which is free and risk-free. I don't send out any spam, and you can leave at any time. So you get them into your inbox on a Tuesday with the link to the original research article. And you also get access to the read page on the Police Science Doctor website, which is policesciencedr.com. And on there, you can see all the previous police science snippets, 175 of them now, each having three bits of information. These are all are downloadable as PDFs. So let's get to it. The first snippet for this week was about substance use and violence. A study found that substance use increases violence against women. However, emotional and physical abuse decrease as geographic access to substance use treatment increases. Policies and programs to increase access to substance use treatment should be explored and evaluated. So if you've got more such treatment programs geographically available in an area that reduces the level of violence towards women, this is what this study looked at. I wouldn't be surprised if it generally reduces crime overall or violence overall or both. The second snippet for this week is about victim age and risk perception. A study found that there is a more severe bias against individuals who offend against child victims. Participants' risk ratings for child victim vignettes were higher than ratings for adult victim vignettes. So a vignette is maybe a paragraph. Sometimes that's done in research where a participant who is asked to give some kind of rating or some kind of judgment, in this case, they were asked to rate the risk that the offender was posing. So they're reading a vignette, and so it's a bit like a story, this and this happened, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And if in that vignette the victim was a child or children, then participants rated the risk of the offender higher, irrespective of what he was doing, but just depending on whether that was an adult victim or child victim. So that's interesting to know for those involved in maybe the court process and risk assessments for offenders. And the third snippet for today and the last one is about borderline and antisocial personality disorder. Borderline and antisocial personality disorders are characterized by pervasive psychosocial impairment, disproportionate criminal justice involvement, and high mental health care utilization. How these are dealt with can vary by gender and ethnicity. So this is what the study found. Results of this study suggest that men with these personality disorders were more likely to have early extensive criminal justice involvement, whereas women and white people were more likely to have received intensive mental health treatment. So there's a disparity there. If you are a woman, if you are white, you're more likely to have had mental health treatment. If you are a man, you were more likely to have basically been in trouble with the police because of that. I didn't read the entire article. Obviously, the obvious question is, what about white men? I'm sure that will be in the article for you to peruse at your leisure. And I'm hoping, as always, that there's something in there of use to you, depending on your role. So if there wasn't anything for you this week, despair not. There will be future weeks, and there have been many past weeks. As I said, just access the Police Science Doctor website. Thanks, Martin Palmer, for giving this a like. You're a very, very good liker and clicker on the Facebook page for Police Science Doctor. Thank you very much for your support. And with that, I'm now going to sign off, and I'll see you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. I hope you found this content useful.
You can get access to each episode's transcript with key learning points, timestamps, and references if you get yourself onto my mailing list. Just go to the main website on policesciencedoctor.com, and on the bottom of each page you will find a sign-up form for notifications of new content. Just enter your first name, your preferred email address, and the type of organization you work for. You will not get any spam. This is just for me to let you know about new content and for you to get access to all the transcripts.